Please be seated. Expecting the Lord who died for us on the cross and the resurrection third day, we listen to God. Good morning. As told before, this week, we are going to Hakuba. Brother Inoue and had a serious backache last week, last Friday, 2 days before, he got a serious backache. He can't walk now. He just lay down. Early this morning, he drove here. And I don't think, I'm doubt whether they could make it or not. Just I ask you to pray for that. And also, if you feel bad on some for healing, and just, you know, pray for him. Even you don't have such a bad on some, please pray for him. Let me pray first. Please, wife, please place your hand on the ache point. Lord Jesus, touch in the back of Mr. Brad Inoue. Please perform your healing profoundly. Today, and the Koji Arai Reverend come Tokyo, and now you speak to us about God's healing strongly. Lord, just please perform your healing now, completely healed, and so that he can walk, he can sit even for a long time. In the source of pain, please heal completely in the name of Jesus. In the bucket of Mr. Inoue, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed completely, Jesus. And the bucket, by his bucket, and you die on the cross. Thank you for this cross in the name of Jesus. In the power of the Jesus cross in the name of Jesus, I order be healed, the bucket. Be healed, live. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I order be healed, be healed. Be healed, Jesus. And in the spiritual counter-attacking, invisible, and the power of sickness, and the attack, and giving the bucket, also counter-attacking from the team to Patmos. In the name of Jesus, leave, leave. From his back, take away the pains, from source of pains. Also, his children, Minari and Sarah-chan, they could go to Hakuba together. They could perform strongly. Please lead us, lead them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you. I ask you to pray. Also, last week, 2 weeks before, from 10 and 11, 10 to 19, and to Patmos Island of Patmos, and the team was sent to Patmos and Thessaloniki and the Philippi, and the members are 23, no elders except for Pastor Paul. If I gave this testimony, and everything is finished. So today's scripture message about the rapture, also the Church of Philadelphia, and deeply those things are opened. So I ask you to buy and read. Also that we have possibility, we can hear in the Hakuba camp, but we come back, we can share with you. Now, the scripture. In the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 1, as I said before, Sarato, in the original language, in the sickness of leprosy, in the former Bible, Sarato, and a man with the Sarato came to Jesus, and from Jesus, and the Sarato was healed completely, he take back his life. From verse 1, when Jesus came down from the mountain side, large crowd followed him. Mountain means, in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, 6 and 7, three chapters mentioned, and the beatitude, and the message in the mountain, the beatitude, and he delivered, and after that, and he came down from the mountain, he delivered the beatitude. Through beatitude, many people were touched with God, impressed. So many people still follow Jesus, a great multitude. At that time, a man with leprosy, a man with Tarato came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He has very big courage because the disease Tarato is, I explain later more, because letting God at that time, and the village of leprosy, and cannot live in the camp, encamped, in the place nobody lives, and the patients of leprosy gather to live. Have you ever watched the movie Ben-Hur at that time? And one member became suffer from and leprosy, and the family members try to visit person, but just leave the and the food in the gate of the village of leprosy, and after family left, and that patient came to the gate and took the food. Family left. Even visiting the town, and the leprosy, and the people with leprosy have to cry. We are leprosy, we are leprosy, we are unclean, we are clean, unclean. Because at that time, those who touched and the people with leprosy became unclean. So it's a law. It's in the law in the Old Testament, it's different from the law in Japanese government. Cannot break. So the religiously is unclean. So it's a Tarato, that person. And the Ben-Hur and his father, his mother, the leprosy. And he brought the mother with leprosy in Via Dolorosa. Jesus passed, and after the people were gathered, and the moment the people find out Ben-Hur's mother is a leprosy, and all them disappeared, and then Jesus gave the water to Ben-Hur, and Jesus watched, and the leprosy was healed completely. It's very impressing in the scene. So we can understand the situation. And the man with the Tarato, in such a situation, in the great multitude, the person entered the situation, the one, the reason, and that person had a wish, want to be healed, and be released from the situation. But at that time, impossible. However, that person, hearing the story of Jesus, and found the faith, Jesus can heal me, Jesus can clean me, and he has a mercy on me, and he heals me. Then, even in the great multitude, and never ashamed, never care, even people hate them, and he came. It's wonderful courage and wonderful faith today. How about you? And Sam had a very good shirt and a necktie.
And even we are hard in our lives, we are sad in our lives, even not our own problems, but for about others matters, if we suffer from, and the person with leprosy, and hearing that Jesus, finding out that Jesus, and even he gave up, but the hope came in, the faith came in. Everyone, even the Sunday morning, the precious time, you came here, choosing Jesus. Because Jesus loves us, Jesus died for us, and Jesus is defeated. In the this Jesus today, our life, healing, and the body and the heart, Jesus wish you are healed. Our own things, our families, our friends, expecting the Lord Himself if He come. And as a person with Tarato and find out God's performance healing, we can experience the same things. No partiality in Lord. This person with Tarato and with courage, he came to Jesus and coming to Jesus and asking Jesus to be healed. And Jesus answered his wish. What is a tarato? Let's study a little bit. Here's a book about former at that time, and tarato is a first worst disease. And the people never want to get the name. Physician designated the disease from its scariness. And also first, it's a spotted. And on the head and the skin, and also this kind of disease begins with specks on the eyelids and on the palms, gradually spreading over the body, bleaching the hair white whenever they appear, crushing the affected part with white scales and causing terrible scores and swellings. From the skin, the disease is inward to the bones, rotting the whole body piecemeal. Such disease also taking 20 or 30 years. And because in the body getting torn and gradually. And when found in the leprosy, they were contaminated, and in the religiously they were unclean. At that time, it is considered and unclean. Religiously, they were expelled. It's a leprosy. Even that, and that person came to Jesus and kneeled before Jesus, and Jesus is Christ and the Savior, dear God, and He's only one who saved me. So kneeling down means the original language, and serve only God. So this person with leprosy, no, everyone, and now it's an incident in the Otsu and to the high school and the suicide. So people are hurt, wounded people. And they care and how people utter, how people behave. If wounded people care how people Because that person was weakened and he hurt so much, the body and the heart. And be sensitive to how people act, how people say. The moment, and
he
found Jesus, Jesus is God.
At the time of the cross,
Jesus was crucified, two robbers were crucified on both sides, and the one is, and following Jesus, he found Jesus is God, and remember me when you go to heaven. But person who was crucified on the cross was very bad and the worst and the lovers, but criminals. But at that one of them and found Jesus is God on the cross. When being touched with God, and the people found, and that person is God. At that time, a person with leprosy, in his life, he was depressed. He wished to die as soon as possible. Watching and Jesus, finding out Jesus, being touched with Jesus, that person who had a desire to die, wished to live more, and got the hope again. Everyone, when we encounter Jesus, and the people find out the hope, people wish to, the power wish to live more, come. Therefore, that person therefore kneeled before him, and you were a savior. So he said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. If you are willing, if Jesus, so seriously, he's unclean. So he wish you clean me. Because you don't consider me and unclean, and you say, I'm precious and I'm living. So you consider it I'm precious or not, and you clean me. And, you clean me because you love me. So you clean me, and with expect with the faith, and that person said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then next scene is, it's a very brief scripture, but Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I'm willing, he said. The moment, and immediately he was cured. And Jesus reached directly out his hand and touched the man. In Jesus' case, he didn't need to touch to cure. Because if he said, I'm willing, be clean, and that person can be healed, it is true. He has such power, but he didn't act like this. Jesus, especially the very torn, it's very nasty and very bad and unclean and sick. Some might afraid. I don't know how. It is not described. So, to that person, Jesus reached out his hand and the most and the rotted part he touched. In the Old Testament law, and touching the person of leprosy and become unclean and have to leave in the encamp, the town, one day. To be clean. It's law. They have to keep. That law, Jesus broke in human way. Son of God and broke that law. Because in New Testament, and Jesus taught us how to read the law. Do you remember? How and the law says, and Jesus asked, Jesus asked, what is the first most important and the commandment? How Jesus asked, and are you Japanese? But just answer me. And what is the first important, most important commandment in law? What Jesus said. with all of our thought, with all of our heart, with all of our strength, the Lord, your God, love. The love your neighbors as you, as you love yourself. So first, with all of our heart, with all of our heart, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our knowledge, love the Lord your God. The other is love your neighbors as you love yours. The explanation and how to read the law, love God and love neighbors. It's an explanation and how to read the Bible, how to read the law from Jesus. Because that person, the leprosy, came to Jesus to help him. And he didn't care. He became unclean touching him. And he just focused on healing. Because many people focus on just forming formal things. But important thing is not
here,
and the person with leprosy, and the Jesus understood. Jesus loved him. Therefore, the touch, then he said, and I am willing to be clean.
Everyone,
it is very easy for us to be impressed reading. But consider that.
And
pretty often I take college students to Cambodia. Once I brought and one university student and to Cambodia, orphanage in Cambodia. She was senior year and also her job already decided because her major in the handicapped children's measuring. So the just you know. At that time, she was decided to work in the handicapped, you know, kindergarten. But decades, some years before, in the Phnom Penh, Cambodia, we went, and she had a big hope. And before taking such a job, she wished to visit orphanage in Cambodia. He wished to hold the children in Cambodia. Then we went. And just the first when we arrived in the airport in the Phnom Penh, we just asked Maeda to bring and those students I brought and around Phnom Penh, Cambodia, show them the town of Phnom Penh. At that time, she said, and even we clean up the room in the Cambodia, and the cockroach and came out, and so many people heard the story. At that time, and the town was not so clean, very misty and dirty, and it's not clean at that time. Then they arrived in the orphanage, and the children came to. Came from those situation, and but you know, and the children came to us, and I thought, you know, she enjoyed playing with the children. But that night she came to me, and she said, "I can't hold the child. I can't hold the children. I can't embrace because I'm so scared to do. I can't." And even hearing Mr. Maeda's. Miss Maeda's advance, and also the second night, she said, I should not come to Cambodia now. So I pray with her, and please give the strength. I can love children. I can embrace children. So third night, and smile came back to her face, and what? And so I can embrace children. Even, and then I asked him, and oh, because you already hold children, you are enjoying, but she said, I couldn't hold her. I couldn't embrace children at all. And then the fourth day, and she said, and I could. Then, and I enjoyed, because, and now I take the job, and working in the kindergarten is handicapped, and I thought, and I'm able, but now I couldn't. I found that, but now I can. So, for the person with leprosy, Jesus never embarrassed if he take and he and he already knew the Pharisees and the other people and criticized Jesus. You touched in the person with leprosy,
and,
but even if Jesus understood Jesus' touch. And because Jesus could heal without touching him, but because that person, after he became leprosy, and all the people, and friends, the families left him, nobody understood him. He wounded, he also, he thought he wished to die.
But
that point, in the rotting point, and that Jesus came to him, and his body was clean,
and Jesus didn't accept and,
as he was, and
that
not after he was clean, and no, and he found out God's love,
and I'm willing to
be healed,
clean. And
you can live again, restore the life again. This is my willing, so be clean. The moment, the word of Christ has strength, and he became clean. Everyone, not just healing, not just heal the body,
but
his life, his heart, and Jesus healed.
To him,
and Jesus gave the recovery of his life. The Jesus' action and Jesus' word is so deep because he intentionally touched his hand and he touched. And the man who died and resurrected, and he was taken on the coffin, and that widow. And the only son died, and Jesus came. And it's an article, Jesus raised him up. And touching the coffin, Jesus cried out. At that time, before I got married, when I was seminary student in Tokyo, and because my home is in Osaka, I came home, and my mother asked me to pray together. After prayer, and my name is Makoto. Oh, you are Makoto. And just to give us the message. And at that time, we are reading that portion. Then, let me preach from that portion. My father and understood. And my father was impressed to hear. And almost he was crying. After everything is over, my mother and my father said, Jesus is wonderful because, and placing his hands on the coffin, and Jesus raised the dead child up. And I didn't tell anything at that time, not my message, and my father was touched with the scripture itself. Because my father is, and job is giving massage, so touching people's body. Because, you know, in the way how Jesus raised the dead person up is wonderful. Because in the placing his hand on the coffin, he raised the dead up. I feel his love. And my father said, if I say, you not understand. But when I heard, I was so impressed to hear that. Because I was so weak, I was young, I couldn't understand so well. And I still remember. Because at that time, Jesus touched the person with leprosy and directly, I know, the sinking part, the worst part, the rotted part, and in front of multitude. And the many people praise your good point. You might a good singer. You might a good runner. You might have many abilities. Many people focus on, many people praise you. People say, but you have the rotted thing, the worst thing, you don't want to watch by yourself. I know everyone has, but we don't want other watch. But That was the point, the rotted point, Jesus placed his hand.
And
the worst point, the weakest point, Jesus accepts as it is. And Jesus loves as it is. And also Jesus heals, Jesus clean. Jesus never loved after he cleaned,
he healed.
But Jesus accepts everything as it is, and Jesus clean, and Jesus heal. It's a cross. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, your weakest point, your ugly, the most ugly point, your worst point, and the curse, and because of our sins, and that Jesus received everything, the curse and the sickness and the sins, everything. Jesus died on the cross. We can't find that any other miserable path
by the cross.
No matter how we make a fail, and no matter how we commit sins, no matter how people forsake us, Jesus accepts us as we are, and Jesus forgives us, Jesus cleans us, Jesus loves us. It's resurrection. Therefore, we have hope. This person, after that, not described at all. And please write and the other part and become a light, lighter. I know after he was healed, how he lives, I want to know. And after returning to heaven, I wish to meet that person. We can meet this man. So everyone. And Jesus told him, Jesus said to him, see that you don't tell anyone. I don't explain
more profoundly.
At that time, because Jesus performed miracles, many people said he is the Messiah. But many people concerning the king is government, king of government. So,
they
restore the country of Judah, and he restore the country. So, and what Jesus tried to do was different. So Jesus said, see that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses committed as a testimony to them. And at that time, it's priest who says, and the unclean people become clean. In the Levites, Leviticus, in the chapter 13, the 14, and when and the person and the found in the leprosy, and he was expelled. Even the house was found in the unclean, and the house was collapsed. And it's a priest, not a doctor, and the unclean people and the healed and the cured. And Jesus never said, you are cured, but go show yourself to the priest as it is written in the law, and just offer the gift and receive that everything, just go through and recover. And just restart to work in the society again.
So, no,
I don't think it's
great. It's
understanding the law of the love, and he touched, he made him cured. But after he was cured, and just and doing, and the thing is decided at that time, that basically, and we have to keep the rule of the society. Because our church group members love and speed driving, speed, very fast driving. But after that, he's restored. Now time came. I need to.
Jesus.
And Jesus didn't wish to make people expect from the society and just live in such a monastery, but Jesus put us in the society, and Jesus wish we live in the society. And wherever we are placed in the sharing Jesus, we need to live. Fight is permitted. I don't think it's easy. Everything is not a pleasure. Everything, and compared with pleasure, and we might experience this pleasure, but in midst of that, and like this person with leprosy and expecting Jesus, having faith in Jesus, if we cry out to Jesus, and even the church and the religion and the school and the workplace, Jesus come, Jesus help. We don't need to give the wonderful prayer in the place we live, and concretely, just to show your need. And Jesus' answer in the fifth page of Mikoi News Press, the page 5, it's very tough to open 5 pages, but the testimony and the Pastor David Murakami, when his job, in his job, and the young person in the car came, with the key, he locked out his car. Then he prayed to God and praising God and with thanksgiving, the car was opened. It's a very tiny thing. It's his work job. So non-Christians, toward young non-Christian, he told that young non-Christian, and if you pray, God opened that car. And after car was opened, and he was surprised to see that he accepted Jesus as his personal savior. So it's a very tiny testimony, but for that person, for that young person, because it's tough, and the car not locked up, not opened. Because at that time, the lunch time, and the 20 minutes not opened, but after that, it was opened. Because he lived, he believed, so he was so glad. It's a working place. Even tiny things, God never despises. And God comes to us, God comes to you, and God answers you. So receive it.
時間になりましたので、
Now time came.
今日はここまでにしておきますけれども、
Let me conclude.
イエス・キリストは目には見えませんが、
Jesus Christ, we can't see. Jesus is with us. Jesus with you. This week, and some going to Hakuba, some stay here, some going other place. Even if you don't, you forget Jesus. Jesus never forget. No matter how, no matter where, and just you know, Jesus is with us. And so. And the praise group, praise band, just you know, pray for that. I don't know, they broadcast online praise contest or not. Just you know, I just ask you to pray. And God's grace and God's miracle, we wish you experience. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your scripture. And the person with Tarato, and no hope to live more, wish to die. In that situation, Jesus came, he received and the hope to live again, and he wished, he had the hope, and the Jesus can heal. He came to the multitude, he came to Jesus, and I know we have many business, but to worship you, to live, to see Jesus, we worship you, we came here. Each one of us, and our condition, and the status, and the place, and the problems we have different. Many we are pleasure, but problems we have. So Jesus, each one of us, and our desire, our supplication, please answer, heal, and the solution give. And let me pray. God can't answer our prayers with sins, so shall we make the time to confess the repentance before the Lord. Lord said, what do you want me to do? Honestly now, concretely, boldly, your eager and supplication, your health matter, your heart matter, and the spiritual matter, and financial matter, and the human relationship matter, and the job matter, and the school matter, everything, and your own thing, your family members' things, your friends' things. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before Father God. In the name of Jesus, each person's supplication and desire, please hear, please answer, please, and feel the Spirit with the Holy Spirit, and the victory solution toward the problems, please give. In the name of Jesus, and the heart of the body be healed.
And
please touch back, and completely heal. Back, backache, be healed. Sore throat, disappear. stiff neck, count and raise up the hand, and 50 ages and stiff neck, 50 ages stiff neck, 60 ages head, stiff neck. In the name of Jesus, be healed. The person can't forgive in the father, not the hate, not the curse, but a little bit can't have a good time with father, not a good relationship with father. And about the forgiveness, might not forgive, but this week, by grace, I come to you, and the opportunity come, you touch with father, and never run up, and just accept. If you do, and the things bother you, and God works, God melted with your heart, and you can forgive father. Father also loves you, and you can love him. You can be free.
And
God's grace, God's blessing of faith you receive, you have never received before. The time comes, you encounter with your father, never leave, never run away, and accept family. I don't say, just do your effort. Just when such time comes, I am with you, I do. In a year, this ring, Jesus take away the spiritual power, receive, give in a year, this ring, in the name of Jesus, tear down. Someone says, it's not enough, but it's okay. But you want to ask more strongly, but some say it's impossible. And even it's considered it is impossible, but just ask your own supplication, your own plea. When you do, I answer you. Not just several certain level, but fully. Even you consider it is impossible, I answer if you do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up. That's the benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of Father God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you, all of you, now and forever and ever. Amen.
お知らせをいたします。手法を広げてください。1番この辺りにクラスが行われます。ミニストリーシ
ーズン After this class, this service, we have a Sunday class and a new common and also the class on the growth of the faith.
1時から現地学校が行われます。
Growth in faith, also the preparation class for baptism, also the we have prophet school in, at 1 p.m.
and
Also, people who attend the Hakuba camp gathering 6:30 p.m. here in church, and we leave and here 7 p.m. Not able to come 6:30, let us know. Please show us. And coming 1st of August, we have Nagasaki Charismatic Meeting with a special guest, Pastor Paula Kimoto from Tokyo. And starting 6:10, and the seminar, and 7 p.m., we have Charismatic Meeting. We have church summer camp in the 14th, 15th, 16th of August. Also, and now, we are blessing of special summer seasons. And we are asking God about one good camera for the movie ministry. So, please, if you feel burdensome, please pray. And lastly, we have a church radio
program.